bastard, she's cool. Ooh, 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 girl. Girl, girl. Was she told when she was young that pain would lead to pleasure? Did she understand it when they said still believe it when he's dead?
Hello! You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am the night show. This is Travis King, and I feel a little bit lazy today. And that's why I'm going to do the same thing that I did last show. And also, that's the thing that interests me most. We're going to do a little half-y-half show today. But also, I want to listen to good music. I have with me my guest, Abby Zaya.
Hello.
Hello, Abby Zaya.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Anytime, and it seems likely every time. We will one day have a show where it's just us two, and we will do this all the time.
True.
But for now, she's just here every time. Let's figure out what we're doing today. An interesting question. Because I got here so late and don't know what I'm doing, we're gonna have to fill it out. How was your day, Abby Zaya?
My day was eventful.
Eventful.
Very, very productive. Very, very Monday with no class, having to do homework for class the next day vibes.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I understand how you feel though, because I was doing homework for that day and also the next day. It made me very sad.
That is very sad.
But it's okay.
But now it's done. Yes,
we're all finished? It's all over. Definitely not finished.
Definitely same.
Certainly not finished. But we are not drinking any sodas at, you know, because I get a sugar high and then I get a crash when
yes,
I drink lots of sugary drinks.
That happens to me too.
And then I can't sleep very well.
Yeah.
So we're not drinking any sugary drinks at Genevieve's intimate get-together so that I have time to do a little worky work after we're done with the intimate get-together.
True. Me as well.
And so then I'll get all my work done. Well, haha, not all my work done, because you can never get all your work done.
Ha-ha.
That's the curse of being in an educational institution. But
so true.
Enough of it will be done for me to sleep.
Yeah,
what a fun life we have.
That's the goal.
True.
Work, sleep, work, sleep.
I'm so excited for this next song because it's also one of my favorites before even going into it. It's All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan. One of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. Do you know that song?
I know the song, but not the Bob Dylan version.
And you know the Jimi Hendrix version.
Yeah.
Got it.
Completely different.
Got it. Well, no, it is different, but you know, like I think a lot of where Bob Dylan's version like shines is I think this is the best lyrics that he has in a song. So you know, I think I might enjoy the Jimi Hendrix version a little bit better. What's up? Oh, yeah, let's just do the song. Thank you.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. No reason to get excited, the thief he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late. Kept the view while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
That was All Along the Watchtower. I didn't listen to it that much because I was doing work, but I basically already know my thoughts about the song. What were your thoughts about the song?
It's good. I love harmonica. I just really love harmonica.
I was going to say the harmonica actually brings it down for me.
You think?
Because it was so piercing
in that song. I guess.
It was mixed so high.
Okay, fair. I don't know enough about mixing and stuff.
Well, no, it's just like how loud it is,
right,
in a certain mix.
Right,
it was
right,
like
right.
It was like one. It was like it pierced the ears,
yeah,
and it also drowned everything else out. You know,
true. But I do enjoy harmonica in general.
Yeah, harmonica is great.
Yeah. Maybe if they had mixed the harmonica better.
True. But you know, I don't blame them.
You know,
they're figuring shit out.
True.
You know, I didn't say the bad word. So. Because it is a classic, it's probably going to get a little 9.50 for me.
Solid.
Fix your harmonica. The next song is also another classic. It is All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, which,
classic.
Again, it's like one of the most classic classics.
Classic.
Sing the country song. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Love.
you need. Love is all 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 you need.
That's All You Need Is Love by The Beatles. Hi, parents. I didn't think you would be listening today, but you are. That was what do we think? It's one of those songs that, like, you know, I wasn't really listening to.
Right.
I am a little bit joking. I'm thinking, cuz it's not like
Travis thinking time.
9.38. Because it's just like not one of my favorite Beatles songs, but it is also like so, it's so fun. It's such a fun song.
Yeah.
It's such a fun song.
It's very fun.
Anyway, the next song is All Alone Again Or by Love.
More Love.
More Love. There's a lot of Love. There's a lot of A songs by Love. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see a little bit more of them a little bit later. But this is Alone Again Or.
People are
Hello. That was Alone Again Or by Love. I love that song. It's pretty good. I like that my theory about that song, there's lyrics in it that say, someone said to me, and then it goes on to say, like, I could fall in love with almost anyone. I think people are the greatest fun. And then he talks about, like, I will be alone again tonight. I think like those are both the same people saying that, you know, I think the person that said saying that to him is like a like he said that was his philosophy before the girl thing happened, you know, because why would he include it? It being so contrasting his current situation. I think that's very interesting. And also it's just such a fun song. Like that little like, you know,
bit at the end,
the triumphant bit at the end of every chorus. Yes. And then like the obvious, you know, Hispanic influences. It's just a real good song. One of my favorites. It's quickly becoming like, obviously I've listened to the album before. It's quickly becoming one of my, you know, favorites of all time, actually.
Mm.
I there's something about it that just, you know, really gets me going.
Good job, love.
So that's going to be a 9.87 from me. Thank you, love. The next song is Ame Kaline.
It's a what?
That was something.
It was
Ame Kaline.
There's a lot of
room.
Yeah, there's a band practice.
Ame Kahine.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
pretty good. Yeah, I liked sure. it a lot. Yeah,
no, I liked it. Noted
that's,
the,
that's like an 8.9.
Noted the two. Little yodely action in, you know.
Yeah, good yodely. It's great instrumental.
Fun.
He has yeah. a great voice. I really, really, really like his voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he was saying.
I don't know what he was saying either. I wish I did.
I can't do the yodeling. I can't like.
I can't mimic
I
it
can't
either.
I can't even mimic it.
Like I hear it in my head right now.
I know, but I can't.
I can't.
I don't dare.
I'm really tempted to.
Next song is Anne Morgan by Love. Another love song.
Low-key. Another one.
Another one.
Another one.
And if you see Anne Morgan, then you will know Anne Morgan, for you can see you in her eyes. Then you feel your heart beating, rum bum bum bum. And when you give and everything still turns out bad, and all your secrets are your own, then you feel your heart beating, rum bum bum bum. And I'm wrapped in my armor, but my things are material.
Yeah.
Anne Morgan.
Pretty good. I'd say.
I'd
Anne
say
Morgan.
Too.
What do you like about this song, Abby?
A lot of things.
Uh-huh.
Just to choose one, I just told you this, but I'm going to repeat it for our many, many listeners.
Mother and father.
Yes. Hi. the thrum-pum-pum-pum heartbeat. Right after, it repeats it with the strings.
Mm-hmm.
There's the tiniest extra little tiny beat right before the last pum. It's just good. It's just like a tiny thing you would never even notice.
A little syncopation action.
But I noticed.
Yeah.
Travis noticed. You
Abby
probably
I didn't
noticed.
Notice.
Oh. Okay. Well,
I feel like I felt it. It's like the thing, like if you don't notice, you feel it.
Yeah.
You know? I just, you know what this reminds me of?
What?
Reminds me of like what if Nick Drake was happy?
Ooh.
You know?
Interesting.
Like it feels like the proceedings of Nick Drake. Like, you know.
Yeah. I could see that.
Just low-key.
Low-key.
It's also got a medieval flair, like obviously Edmund Morgan. But I like I like the different sounds that they play with. Anyway, it's like a 9.70. I don't care that I'm giving every song great scores, because it's just supposed to be how much I enjoy it. And yeah. if I think
if
every song is amazing,
then
what are we going to do, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's not a problem.
It's not a problem at all.
It's a...
Keep giving me bangers, yes. 1967. Are you experienced?
If you can just get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Well, I know, you probably scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
With that, there is one song left to our show. My father had many predictions of what it would be. He said About a Million, Alone Again, Naturally, A Hazy Shade of Winter, Amazing Grace, Accidents Will Happen. All of those are A songs, correct, but the theme of this show is A songs from 1967, and that's why we're playing the first Pink Floyd song in our little song quest, Arnold Lane. Pink Floyd. First, we have to rate the last song. What do you think about Are You Experienced?
I don't know if it's a 9 for me personally, but I don't know. I do love Jimi Hendrix.
Definitely going to be a low 9 for me. Yeah. I would say probably 9.06.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's just that, like, you know, like, I don't think he had matured to the point where he was going to be on Lady Bird, you know? Or is that what the song, what the album name is? Something. Electric Ladyland. Definitely not Lady Bird.
Saoirse Ronan?
I think he would get to a place where, like, I really, really enjoy him. Like, I really like everything on Electric Ladyland. Obviously, I like Hey Joe and a lot of songs on Are Experienced, but I think Electric Ladyland is just a step above. Anyway. We'll listen to our last song. You are listening to, you have been listening.
Oh, should I? Oh, no, you say it different. I was going to say we should say it together. Like, we try to say
it. We should
it, but it's okay.
Say it together.
No, it's okay.
No, I think it'd be funny.
I think you say it a little different.
I do.
From.
Yeah, I do. That's why I think it'd be funny. Okay. Ready? Read it from that.
You are listening to
WJRA 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am the night show. This has been. I was the night show. This has been Travis King, Arnold Lane, Pink Floyd. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Don't do it again. Don't do it again.